Beloved artist Ree Munoz passed away Monday night at Bartlett Regional Hospital in Juneau after a stroke. She was 93. Munoz was active until the end, a prolific artist and traveler who drew inspiration from everyday Alaskans. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
Ree Munoz was born in Southern California in 1921 as Marie Munier. Her parents were from Holland, and she spent a lot of her childhood there, where Ree was a common nickname. Daughter-in-law Kathy Munoz says as a teenager, Ree and her two brothers were separated from their parents for 4 years. They were on a boat to the United States, and their parents were supposed to meet up with them 1 week later. But World War II broke out.
It was her brothers and her that went on to California, and on their own, they took care of themselves. They got odd jobs. They got a place to stay. After she graduated from high school, then she was reunited with her parents.
She moved to Juneau in 1950, traveling by steamship up the Inside Passage. In 1951, she and newlywed husband Juan Munoz Sr. went to teach on King Island, located in the Bering Sea near Nome. King Island Christmas is based on her time there. Munoz illustrated the children's book, and the late Gene Rogers wrote it. After their time on King Island, Munoz and her husband later divorced, and she raised their son Juan, again Kathy Munoz.
When he was young, they were often on the road in the summertime. They would load up her van with artwork, and they would travel to remote communities, and they did what was called a series of clothespin art shows, where they would come into a community and string a line and then hang her paintings for sale.
That built up her following and reputation as an artist. After holding a number of jobs like teacher, journalist, and curator at the Alaska State Museum, Munoz started making a living as an artist in 1972. Kes Woodward is an artist, art historian, and teacher. He met Munoz in 1977 when he moved to Juneau to be the State Museum curator. He said Munoz considered her work impressionistic. She was known for her watercolors of Alaska scenes, such as fishermen at work, children at play, and life in remote villages. He says Munoz was the most widely traveled Alaskan artist, and her art focused on Alaskan people.
She depicted them enjoying themselves. For her, Alaska is a place that is joyous. It's a place full of delight and joy and laughter. And I think that's her real legacy, is that she captured that better than anybody else, better than anybody ever has.
Munoz described her process in 1985.
The subjects that I like to paint are people doing things. Now, that doesn't mean somebody sitting in an office typing, you know. But people doing things that appeal to me, such as working outside in any sort of occupation mostly. And I go to many, many places to sketch and then come back with those sketches and do the paintings from those sketches.
Munoz was speaking in a KTOO TV series, Conversations. At the time, she says she was painting up to 85 original works a year.
I think that art should be creative and honest. And by creative, I mean just that, you know, you have to create something out of yourself. As far as the honesty is concerned, I think that an artist should paint exactly what he or she wants to paint and not ask him or herself, what if I paint this, will this sell? It just doesn't work that way.
Her work has been exhibited in numerous museums and galleries in Alaska, Seattle, and elsewhere in North America. Her work is also in many homes.
Well, I find my art in a lot of bathrooms. And one reason I do is because I've done a number of nudes, and of course, they're perfect in a bathroom.
Munoz's death was unexpected. She was at Easter brunch on Sunday. On Friday night, she went to her granddaughter's first solo art show. As her granddaughter was growing up, they used to spend hours together, sitting side by side, painting and sketching. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.